This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney, Australia to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out DesignCrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Joe Boehm, former collegiate athlete, youth sports coach, and entrepreneur and business owner for 18 years. Joe is the co-founder of All In Athletes, LLC, and co-author of the book, All In. Joe, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thank you, Eric. It's nice to be with you.
Likewise. So, Joe, tell us about your background as it pertains to All In to kick things off here today.
Oh, sure. So, basically, as you mentioned, I competed in collegiate sports and football. And basically, I after playing football and basketball in high school, I chose to walk on at Miami of Ohio as to try to earn a scholarship. And after a season, and I decided that I wanted to kind of get more into the game situation. So I transferred to a Division III school in my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, which is John Carroll University. And I was fortunate to play with some really, really top quality teammates as far as their athletic abilities and also just really good, sound people. And I took place in various other activities on campus as well as the football, and was fortunate to be in some leadership positions. And I just, based on those experiences, I just wanted to kind of reflect back and give the current student athletes some things to think about is how they might want to approach their sports. And that kind of gave foundation to All In Athletes.
So what inspired you to write the book All In?
So back about 6 years ago, 2010, I came up with an idea for role models, and as you probably well know, and we often see the term role model when it's brought up in today's society, it's a lot of times it's based on something being negative or the lack thereof a role model, and I heard one too many times about so and so was, you know, misbehaving, and they would say, well, you know, why would they do that? Don't they know they're a role model? And I just, like I said, just wanted to kind of get ahead of that and actually make an attempt to create a format so the student athletes specifically could kind of empower themselves and be their own role model. And in doing so, I wanted to try to keep it really simple, but yet touch on the key aspects of kind of a personal development. And I came up with the three values of being smart, strong, and respectful. And unbeknownst to me, that at the time, that actually also created a definition for wellness. And the definition was a healthy balance of your mind, body, and spirit. So so what I decided to kind of promote is to be smart for your mind, strong for your body, and respectful for the spirit. And based on my experiences and those of others that I knew, if you can do those things, you're actually going to play better on the field, on the field or on the court or on the mat. And but then also, most importantly, it's the right thing to do, and then it will also help lay a foundation for lifelong opportunities.
Preparing for today's interview, I took a look into more about what All In is all about, and it's absolutely phenomenal what you have put into place here. Very impressed as well. What is the significance and or strategy behind SMART, Strong, Respect, Commitment, and Honor pillars? Get into those aspects if you would.
So basically, I just wanted to try to give a add like an ingredient, so to speak, to somebody's current recipe for success or for how they're living their lives, basically for coaches and teachers and the student athletes. So it's based on the simplicity of just being smart, strong, respectful. I the next step was very important, and that is to make it an honor system, and then to also make it an individual commitment per person. And so in any with anything that I believe in, anything that you're doing specifically for yourself, it starts from within, and you have to make that commitment. So so that's very important. And then just talking to various teachers and administrators and coaches, there are a lot of programs out there that have kind of come and gone, and sometimes they'll take the shape of a class or like a class course, and sometimes the sustainability had become an issue. So I decided to take another route and to kind of make it. What I like to call it is kind of like an unprogrammed solution, where it doesn't really have much of a structure from a standpoint of what you have to do and what you're doing on as far as reporting back, almost like a classroom type activity, where we just wanted to make it where it became an awareness, where you kind of created your own self-awareness here. And that's where the honor value came in, to where it's just self-directed. And the last thing I wanted to do was kind of create an environment of kind of people kind of like, you know, looking over each other's shoulders or trying to create new responsibilities and obligations for teachers and coaches. So it literally just comes full circle right back to the individual student athlete. And they know that if they're doing this on an honor system and they're being smart, strong, respectful, and making the commitment, that it will ultimately benefit them.
And I have no doubt that it certainly will. Today we are joined by Joe Boehm, the co-founder of All In Athletes LLC and co-author of the book All In, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network. And we are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where designcrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit designcrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. Designcrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. Design Crowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on Design Crowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on Design Crowd. Now, Joe, how did you decide to format the book around the pillars in quotes?
Basically, Eric, there is a book from when I was in high school. A book called The Edge by a legendary wrestling coach and entrepreneur himself, Howard Ferguson. And Howard was was an innovator in so many ways. And he created a wrestling program, again, in Cleveland, Ohio, that gained a national kind of a dominance for the 80s, for the decade of the 80s. And he, as part of his teaching method, he was continuously trying to find advice and information from folks that had successes in their chosen fields. And mainly they were athletes, but they were also just business leaders and just different organization type leaders, teachers, just a broad spectrum of successful people. And what he did was he would bring quotes in, and then he had pictures of the people would send their pictures in as well. So he ended up compiling a book, and it basically had 9 main chapters. And they were just kind of basic fundamentals, kind of pillars as well. For example, one of his chapters was mental toughness, and he would give his thoughts on what mental toughness meant to him and the teams that he coached, and then he would break out from there quotes that supported his theory on mental toughness. And basically the book was very, very well received by so many, not only athletes but also in the business and education communities. And unfortunately Howard passed away in October of 1989, and the book ended up selling a few times to different owners, but has been out of publication since the early 90s. So my partner, Andy Smith, who I was introduced through a mutual friend about a year and a half ago, we were both just very well-versed in The Edge and how it helped us in our different pursuits. So we decided that the best way to kind of get our message out for the five pillars and the kind of the sports wellness, so to speak, was to kind of use the same format.
And lastly, Joe, what do you see as the benefits for a student athlete who does commit?
Sure. The first and foremost is I believe they're going to empower themselves to just be a better person in all aspects of their life, from their classwork to their relationships with their family and friends, and then also on the field of play. And as I've been talking about this over the last couple of years or so, every now and then you get the feeling that, because it's kind of a unique concept, that the people kind of you just kind of question what why are we doing this, and what is the benefit? So many times that, coaches and will get caught up in wins and losses and not to their fault. That's the society that we live in. But I contend that if you can be smart, strong, respectful, commitment, and hold yourself with honor, that it just ultimately just makes you stronger on the as you're playing. But then, as we mentioned earlier as well, it just it sets you up as a better performing athlete. And then also along the way, each time you get to a next level of your personal development, you're always kind of going through an interviewing process, whether it's from school to school or school to the workforce. And there's just benefits that you could play on along the way, in specifically for athletics. So many times the athletes are seeking that athletic scholarship, which are kind of few and far in between in the whole grand scheme of things. However, there are just millions of dollars available for leadership grant and awards that, if you do follow and do make the commitment to All In, you now can establish yourself and promote yourself as a leader, and you are now kind of in the market for those grant award opportunities. And then one final thought was in kind of pulling this together and how we kind of decided to kind of put the book together was as part of All In is I send out a daily quote, which I call it the play of the day. And it just has a theme surrounding the five pillars. And they've been very well received. I started off in October of 2013. And along the way, I would, every now and then I'd question myself as to kind of why am I doing this, and is there a value behind this? And kind of inevitably, every time I kind of question myself, I'll get a personal message back from somebody that would just say how important it was or how beneficial it was that they received this particular play of the day. So that's kind of kept me going along the way, and it's been the real inspiration behind what we did with the creation of All In the book.
Joe, certainly inspiring. Well done in all regards. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip here for the listeners today?
Oh, sure, absolutely. I kind of in the final word would literally just to be to give it an opportunity, to give it a try. And I kind of like to say it's almost like, you know, kind of give yourself your own personal trial, whether it's a week or 10 days, of just kind of in your daily activities, just keep in mind, you know, how to be smart, strong, respectful, committed, and hold yourself with honor, and just in just your daily activities, and just kind of give a self test to see if it's something that might benefit you, and if so, you could log on to our website. It's allinathletes.com, ALL-athletes.com, and you could sign up for the play of the day. And then whether you're currently an athlete or you're just in the workforce, we think that the values definitely are helpful regardless of where you're at in your stage of life.
Once again, it is all-inathletes.com. Joe, it has been a pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and look forward to a future conversation with an update right here on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Likewise, we've been speaking with Mr. Joe Bain, the co-founder of All In Athletes LLC and co-author of the book All In. And again, the website of reference, go check it out. It's all-inathletes.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. Once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from DesignCrowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.